Michael's Optical. Our opticians in the Tascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, June 19th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Local Roads' first transportation tax measure to appear on November ballot. Offshore wind energy project halts plans in Morro Bay. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. SLOCOG announced Measure H, the local roads first transportation funding measure, will move to the November 2026 ballot for voter consideration in San Luis Obispo County. The SLOCOG board voted approval on June 3rd, and the final action was taken by the County Board of Supervisors on June 16th. If approved, Measure H will be a half-cent sales tax, and SLOCOG says it would generate an estimated $35 million annually for road repairs, safety improvements, congestion relief, and safe routes to school. Funds will go to a legally binding roadmap approved by SLOCOG, the County Board of Supervisors, and with input from all cities. The San Miguel Community Services District announced there will be no use, sale, or discharge of safe and sane fireworks within district boundaries in 2026. This follows an action item on the May 28th CSD board meeting, which would have allowed for the use of safe and sane fireworks. The action item required a 3/5 majority to pass. Two members said yes, one said no, one abstained, and one was vacant. Violations may be subject to misdemeanor penalties, including fines and possible jail time. Offshore wind energy project halts plans in Morro Bay. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior,
Do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. An offshore wind company has agreed to cease its plans to deploy wind turbines off the coast of Morro Bay in agreement with the Trump administration. The company, Invenergy, will also terminate its offshore wind projects in New York Bight and Gulf of Maine. Invenergy can recover a partial reimbursement for the termination of their leases, which totaled about $765 million. That amount will be redirected to natural gas-fired power plants in Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri. The Paso Robles Senior Center will be hosting a community resources fair on Wednesday, June 24th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Paso Robles Senior Center. The fair will bring together local organizations, nonprofits, and service providers to share information about the programs and resources they offer. Attendees can connect directly with representatives from these organizations, which include housing assistance, legal aid, senior living options, home care, health and wellness programs, veteran resources, and more. The event is free to attend and open to the public. Juneteenth Jubilee will be hosting a Juneteenth celebration in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Juneteenth is a federal holiday commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. Observe today. The celebration this Saturday will feature keynote speaker Dr. Eurydice Stanley, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. Also present will be dancers, songs, a kid play zone, food, and a celebration of Black culture and achievements. In observance of the federal holiday, City of Paso Robles offices will be closed today. The City of Atascadero's Saturday in the Park series will kick off this Saturday, June 20th. Through August 29th, each Saturday in the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand will feature a concert with food trucks to go alongside the entertainment. There will be no concerts on the 4th of July or July 18th. Kicking off the concert series this Saturday is Garden Party, a classic soft rock band playing covers of 60s and 70s folk rock music. All Atascadero concerts are free to attend. Bring a low back chair, your wallet, to purchase any food as well. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics shut out the Angels 5-0. The game between the Giants and Braves was postponed due to weather. White Sox beat the Yankees 5-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Orioles, the Athletics will go against the Angels, the Padres will face the Rangers, the Giants will go against the Marlins, and the Yankees will face the Reds. In California news, two candidates have secured the two spots for the special election to serve out the remaining term held by former Representative Eric Swalwell. The two candidates are State Senator Aisha Wahab and Bay Area Rapid Transit Director Melissa Hernandez. The special election will be held August 18th. Whoever wins will fill Swalwell's seat through January. And at that time, the winner of the regular general election in November will take over for a full two-year term. That will also be between Wahab and Hernandez. Former child actor Davy Chase, known for playing as Lilo in Disney's Lilo and Stitch and her performance as Samara Morgan in the 2002 horror movie The Ring, has died at the age of 35. Her father confirmed that she died from complications of bacterial meningitis and a blood infection. She had been homeless in the Los Angeles area with her boyfriend near the hospital where she died. In celebration of Juneteenth and the 250th anniversary of signing the Declaration of Independence, Governor Gavin Newsom announced that California State Parks is offering a special free version of its historian passport for admission of up to four people per pass at more than 30 state historic parks throughout the state. Through Monday, July 6th, Californians can download the pass for free and use it for unlimited invites and visits to participating historic parks from Juneteenth until the end of the year. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, we're on the road this week. We're in the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota as Deadwood and St. Ange host the 2026 Livestock Marketing Association's annual convention and World Livestock Auctioneer Championship. And our coverage is sponsored by SmartLick Supplements. Feed smarter, not harder. Learn more at smartlick.com. Well, one of the headlines here in the Black Hills this week is the newly minted LMA president, Billings, Montana's Joe Goggins.
We're really excited to have it here kind of in the West again. I mean, what a beautiful setting here in South Dakota at Deadwood, and kind of you get just a little ways away from kind of this tour stop. We're in cow country, and it really is kind of a neat place to have it and showcase the way we do business, showcase the idea of true price discovery. And I do believe this, from what they're telling me, this will be one of the big turnouts, maybe the biggest turnout that we've had at one of these conventions, one of these contests ever. And so we're all awfully excited about this week.
And for Goggins, the presidency represents a full circle moment as he grew up attending LMA events alongside his father, Pat, and says serving as president is both humbling and a great honor. Are you a cattle or sheep producer looking to market to a nationwide audience? If so, the consignment deadline for Western Video Market's 37th annual July sale in Reno is June 25th. Don't miss your chance to market your livestock in one of our nation's premier video auctions, July 13th through the 15th in Reno, Nevada. Reach top buyers from across the country. Contact your local Western Video Market rep today or visit WVMcattle.com. Western Video Market. Let the professionals go to work for you.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free, so come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July4.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association remind you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to pasorobelsdowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and no data limits. 805-995-4181. A recently launched online computer program not only helps producers determine whether irrigation systems are applying water uniformly, but can also estimate the cost of wasted energy, water, and fertilizer. Dubbed the Distribution Uniformity and Return on Investment Estimator, the free program identifies areas of an irrigation system needing maintenance, repairs, or upgrades to improve distribution uniformity. It also translates the distribution uniformity score into an estimated financial return on investment based on estimated water, energy, and fertilizer savings, as well as estimated potential yield improvements. Statewide, the impacts could be huge, according to those who created the tool. California has more than 4 million acres irrigated with low-flow micro-sprinkler and drip irrigation. Of those, about 3.4 million acres have not been tested. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds early this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s, southwest winds at 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s, southwest winds at 5 through 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at about 15 miles an hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny skies on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday through Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday, mid-80s on Monday and Tuesday, upper 80s on Wednesday and Thursday, 85 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Markets are closed for the Juneteenth national holiday. Stock indexes rallied yesterday. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all had gains for the week, and the NASDAQ rose 1.9%. The boost followed President Trump saying iPhone maker Apple will work with Intel to design and manufacture its chips in the U.S. Chipmaker Micron Technology reports earnings next Wednesday. Investors are looking for an update on artificial intelligence to see if demand is still strong. Reuters says Micron shares are up 298% this year. Financial industry numbers indicate investors poured the most money into global stock funds in the past week than they have in roughly 19 months, on optimism over the interim deal to end the U.S.-Iran war. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
So Ryan and I came to the decision to get life insurance when I was pregnant with our first son. He really wanted us to be taken care of if something happened to him. He provided for our family in life and also after his death. I think that would make him proud. Ethos makes it fast and easy to get life insurance. Apply in minutes and get same day coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Emailing to the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. We're ready to go, and call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL.
Night. That girl of mine, she loved me so right. Yeah. Oh,
Open Mic Friday, Kenny and Darsha this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Have fun with that, as always. And, well, let's see here. I got some light stuff, got some heavy stuff. But here's a I have to start off with a question this morning. And I know we have very learned people out there in the wireless world. So, here it is. And, again, these are approximate numbers. The county of San Luis Obispo, the population is 282,000. The budget that we just got word from earlier this week is $1.2 billion. The county of Santa Barbara's total population is 422,000. Their budget is $1.6 billion. Can anybody tell me how that comes about? They're a lot bigger population-wise than we are. And yet, the budgets are almost similar. Anybody know why? There must be an explanation. I mean, there has to be. So if you can figure that one out, please do. Okay, SLOCOG, they want to increase the taxes here on you, your choice, and you will have a choice to vote on it, because we need roads. And as we need to be reminded, the Board of Supervisors a couple of years ago, they rearranged the priorities in a tourist town to put roads, oh, what was it, 5 or 6 on the priorities. So they want more money. Of course, it's government. They always want more money. They're junkies with your money. So let's, the possibilities here. So the people in Paso Robles are paying on 3 school bonds right now. 2 from the high school and Cuesta. You have a potential for a $400 bond as well. More taxes. Okay. And then this county from SLOCOG. And you also have something that I brought up yesterday about this monthly premiums on your health plans. If health plans pass the entire tax to their members, this has to do with this proposal. Californians could see about 1.5% increase in their monthly premiums, according to the independent analyst office. That's on top of the yearly premium rate increases that people see year to year. Okay, so you have that to consider and look at. And then also you have to look beyond what's here now. You have to look at, the state is pushing for a mileage tax. Okay, so the decision will be up to the people, but again, they have to be reminded of this. So there you go. I hope you have a lot of money. I hope you have a lot of money. Probably not, because the government keeps taking more from you. So anyway, a little something to start off this morning. Also, I came across this. By now, most of the people have probably heard about the quote-unquote controversy with Major League Baseball and the Pride hats for the San Francisco Giants the other night. I think it was over the weekend. And I think 4 pitchers for the Giants, they put biblical verses on their caps and so forth. And I came across a response that I thought was direct and to the point. And this is from a religious leader from the Catholic League. I don't know what his name is here. Oh, it's William A. Donahue. He put, it's, he goes, to be specific, to demand approval of the LGBTQ agenda, which is exactly what Pride Night proponents seek, is to violate the religious rights of objecting players. They have every right not to sanction behaviors that require them to prostitute their core moral values. That's direct and to the point. What's more direct than that? Don't know. Don't know. Maybe some of you have some thoughts on that. Also, here's something to think about. Remember when there was an issue here with one of the employees of the Paso Robles School District regarding some statements made or whatever on, and I forget the issue now. And, of course, the school district came back and said, well, she has, you know, it wasn't school-related. It is what her private, whatever gobbledygook they came up with. But meanwhile, we had entities, and including schools from around the country, and again, I forget what the subject was, but they terminated or suspended people for such behavior. And I came across this story, you may have heard of it, about a dad who he took his daughters into a woman's restroom, taking his young daughters into a woman's restroom. According to the reports, he knocked and announced himself before entering the empty bathroom, and this was at an Alabama gas station. And an irate customer went viral, was put on social media, and he was scolding the father inside the gas station, and so forth and so on. Well, guess what? The guy who was berating the dad, he's lost his job. He worked as an independent contractor for, a real estate firm in Starksville, Mississippi. It's called Overstreet Properties. And they simply said the conduct depicted in the video does not reflect the values of Overstreet Properties or the standards we expect of those who represent our organization. Well, wait a minute. He did this on his free time. Well, he's gone. He's gone. That just doesn't happen in California, though, does it? Because they can do whatever they want. All right. There you go. Just a couple of things here this morning. Also, a little levity for you. How many of you drink bottled water? Chris, is your hand up?
Not anymore. I used to, but I switched to a Brita filter.
Okay. Well, you see a lot of people with the water bottles.
Yes. You're talking about the disposable ones, right? Not like a refillable water bottle?
Yeah.
Like the one you got right there.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Then, yeah, I don't anymore. I used to.
Okay. But a lot of people do it.
Yes.
All right. And it's become, you know, quite common and so forth. I have a bunch in my truck. That's what I drink. I drink water. I know, as I said, I don't drink sodas and, well, I drink beer. And that does have water in it. But no. Anyway, so we see it all over the place. But however, let's go back. And this is kind of funny. One of the things, too, I noticed, and I'll ask Chris, have you ever had any drinking water out of one of the faucets here?
At the station?
Yeah.
No.
Don't.
I'll take your word for it.
It is absolutely terrible. And it was when we lived in town. The water stinks. We had to get the stuff that you need. Because the water, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. But anyway, let's go back maybe 30 years. And you will recognize the voice here. It's Andy Rooney. And of course, if you remember Andy Rooney, a little bit of sarcasm in some of his commentaries there on the show and so forth. But this, and thanks for sending this in. This has to do with the water bottles. And some of the names of the companies that he's going to be mentioning probably don't exist anymore, or you will be familiar with them. But let's just give it a listen. It's just about a minute or so.
A lot of people aren't drinking the water that comes out of their faucet these days. Bottled water has become a $9 billion business. This is one of the most popular, Poland Spring Water. It isn't Polish, it's from Poland Spring, Maine. This pint costs $1.35 in the CBS cafeteria. Now just think about that. There are 8 pints in a gallon. So if your car ran on water instead of on gas, and you had to fill a 15-gallon tank with this, it would cost $162 to fill your tank with water. Evian says it's the official bottled water of the U.S. Open. Beech Nut added fluoride to its water, if you have a craving for fluoride. Carries a warning. This is not an oral electrolyte solution. Do not use to manage diarrhea. Well, thanks for the warning, Beechnut. I'll be careful not to do that. Valvic comes from France, a long way to bring a bottle of water. Saratoga spring water. Ultra pure Hawaii water. This source is a virgin rainforest, it claims. When does a rainforest lose its virginity anyway? It's a fancy bottle. I bet that bottle costs more than the water. Dasani is owned by Coca-Cola. Says the water is treated by reverse osmosis. Thought I tasted something funny. We took some of these bottles to a testing laboratory called Yorktown Environmental Services to see what was in them. We talked to the owner, Al Padovani, a water expert.
From all the waters I've seen that are bottled waters, and I probably haven't tested all of them, but they're very much dead water is what I call. They have nothing in them. I drink tap water.
Do you?
The water that you get out of a municipal supply or a well supply has more chemicals that your body needs.
My office is on the same floor with the staff of the CBS Early Show, about 60 people. Almost all the women working there have a bottle on their desk. It's like a security blanket. It's always there. They carry it with them wherever they go. I think more women than men drink bottled water, too. Out by the elevator here, there's a water fountain. The water is cooled, very good, and the filter is changed regularly. I have never seen anyone drink this free water.
So maybe I'll try and get in on this bottled water boom. We've designed this Rooney water bottle, and I'm going to fill it from the fountain here and see if I can sell it to the women on this floor for $1.25.
All right. Well, that's, again, going back many years and the water and so forth. So anyway, a little levity here this morning. Also, as we coming up to a break here in a few minutes, not so much levity, but how about a little bit of remembrance? A little bit of remembrance about generations. A generation that went to school and walked back. Okay, well, some still do that. A generation that did their homework alone to get out ASAP to play in the street. Chris, when you were going to school, did you have to do your homework first, or do you get it done at school, or did you do it later, whatever?
It depended on how old I was. Some years I would do it right away when I got home. Other days I would do it later. Some days I would do it after school during an after-school program when I didn't have to do anything else.
Okay, but the choice was yours?
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Now, mine was mom didn't want me inside. Hi, how was school today? Good. Get out of the house. It was go out and play, have fun, and then you're going to do your homework before dinner, which, okay, every house is a little different. All right. A generation that played hide and seek when it was dark, loved doing that. A generation that collected sports cards, well, people collect a lot of things still. The empty cans and Coke bottles you give to the grocery stores. Yep, I don't think that happens anymore. Paper toys with their bare hands. Vinyl albums to play on record players. Well, that's all we had. Generation that played board games and cards on rainy days. Well, again, that's what we had. We didn't have anything else. The TV went off at midnight after playing the national anthem. Yes, most of us remember that. A generation that laughed under the covers in bed so parents didn't know we were still awake. Well, that probably still goes on somehow anyway. So I guess my point, looking at this, though, is that, again, the times were different. And we didn't have as much. The kids, well, just the people in general, we have a lot more choices now. Now, you're going to mean to tell me that people back then, if the games, the electronic games and so forth weren't available to the generation back then, that they wouldn't have been using it? I doubt that seriously. It's just we didn't have them available to us. So, I'm sure many of us, and I would be one to say this, we were better off, I think. But that is just me, because I don't participate in all this, other stuff. And Many do. And again, that's your choice. Your choice. All right. We are going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. San Miguel Community Services District announced there will be no use, sale, or discharge of safe and sane fireworks within district boundaries in 2026. This follows an action item that failed to pass in the May board meeting. Violators may be subject to misdemeanor penalties, including fines and possible jail time. The Paso Robles Senior Center will be hosting a community resources fair on Wednesday, June 24th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Paso Robles Senior Center. The fair will bring together local organizations and nonprofits that offer housing assistance, legal aid, senior living options, home care, health and wellness programs, and more. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Peace negotiations between the U.S., Iran, Qatar, and Pakistan set for today in Switzerland have been postponed. It comes after the White House announced Vice President J.D. Vance would not be attending. President Trump Thursday had outlined his stipulation.
In a Truth Social post, President Trump stressed, quote, "We expect a complete ceasefire on all fronts, including Lebanon, Hezbollah, and Israel." Vice President J.D. Vance also lashed out at Israel, warning its leaders not to, quote, "attack the only powerful ally they have left."
Fox's Chandler Painter. Israel launching an intense series of attacks Friday into southern Lebanon. 4 IDF soldiers killed, 16 people died in Israeli airstrikes. And U.S. Southern Command says it's launched another lethal strike on a ship operated by a designated terrorist organization in the eastern Pacific. Officials say 3 male narco-terrorists were killed. America's listening to Fox News.
This June, embrace the flavors of the season at Allegretto Wines in Paso Robles. Enjoy the hot weather seasonal wine flight, a refreshing collection of white and rosé wines perfectly suited for warm afternoons and sun-filled days, featuring 5 beautifully crafted releases that capture the brightness and elegance of the season. Set against the stunning backdrop of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, it's the perfect place to sip, savor, and unwind. Reserve your tasting experience today. Visit AllegrettoWines.com.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
2 professionals reviewing every detail.
2 voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work,
so nothing gets missed.
1 mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
All right, Joyce, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, a trainer's trainer. It is coming up at Kennedy Club Fitness July 19th. Gary Whiting, he has trained Olympic athletes and extreme athletes from many areas. He's been 40 years ahead of the science on many things, including nutrition, intestinal cleansing, personal training, and more, including some of the myths involved with these, you know, these protein things and so forth. So, again, sign up for it. It's at Kennedy Club Fitness, July 19th. It starts at 2 o'clock, and you'll hear more about that as we get ready for sports. And it's brought to you by the mattress specialist here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
World Cup action continues with the U.S. taking on Australia Friday from Seattle. It all starts at 3 Eastern, and you can catch all the action on Fox TV. On Thursday, Mexico became the first team to reach the knockout stage of the World Cup after beating South Korea 1-0. They qualify as Group A winners and will meet a third-place team in the round of 32 in Mexico City. Canada crushed Qatar 6-0 in Group B play for their first World Cup win. Jonathan David with a hat trick for Canada. In Major League Baseball, White Sox defeated the Yankees 5-1. Andrew Benintendi with a grand slam as a pinch hitter in the eighth inning. Juan Soto homered twice as the Mets topped the Phillies 6-4. Mariners shut out the Orioles 3-0, while the A's blanked the Angels 5-0. WNBA, the Dream defeated the Fever 108-101. Angel Reese 21 points and 11 rebounds.
Alrighty, sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles, as we move gently along. 13 minutes away from 7 o'clock here at the Right Choice. And here we go.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. That's where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. The usual. Morning clouds giving way to sunshine in the afternoon. Abundant sunshine, as a matter of fact. Highs, though, in the low 70s, some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s, and for your Saturday, we'll be in the mid to upper 70s. Sunday, Dad's Day, low 80s, mid 80s Monday, mid 80s Tuesday, Wednesday, upper 80s Thursday, and back to mid 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:48 a.m., 8:22 p.m., and we are at 56 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Okay, folks, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here it is.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Your most complete firearms trainer and supplier with all the apparel one could need. Checking in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and the byways and get them where they need to be. And that's home, safe and sound. All right, we've been on a streak here for a while and there is nothing to report. But Chris, I came across this, and see if this makes sense to you.
All right.
This is not a question as far as, you know, the usual thing that we do. And I don't know if you did this when you were a kid, but did you go to your parents and say, I'm bored?
Sometimes.
Okay. Now, again, I came across, you know, you go through a magazine and, you know, once in a while they have these things. It says fun and philosophy. You know, all these just these little sayings and so forth. And this one here, it's circled. It says, being bored is an insult to yourself.
I guess I understand where they're coming from.
I do, too. I do, too. We were, you know, again, everything's... We were not allowed to. Because, you know, if you were bored and you really had no choice, you figured out what to do. And you do it, and then, you know, you're not bored anymore. So you learned how to be, and I think this is good for kids to learn. You learn how to be alone by yourself and figure things out, whether it's entertaining yourself, whatever it may be. But I love that one. I love that one. I'm bored. Well... You're insulting yourself, son. All right. Like that. Okay. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Okay. It is Friday, and that means we got some music trivia for you here on The Right Choice. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass the Wobbles in Templeton, and of course, the One Niner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. You know, I had the certificate here, and I don't know what I did with it. Uh-oh, folks. It's gone. Oh, man. All right, well, see what happens. Let's see here. I'll go through the old pile. See if anybody's passed 30 days. Okay, on Friday, I play a little bit of a tease of a song. You need to call it, or you don't need to, but if you think you know the answer, call in and give me the name of the artiste or the name of the song. Do not answer a question with a question. Watch your inflection so it doesn't sound like you're asking a question. Those are very simple instructions that we all learned from Sister Teresita in fourth grade. Okay, good luck. And here someone goes, or we go. KPRL. If you thinks you knows the names of the song or the artiste. And I will tell you, this is one of the biggest songs of a certain year. I mean, huge. Huge. And to the bat phone we go. Hi, good morning.
Kathy's Clown.
Kathy's Clown, yes indeed, by the boys from Kentucky, Everly Brothers, Don and Phil, well done. May I have your name, sir?
Bob Gault, G-A-U-L-T.
Bob Gault, G-A-U-L-T. Bob, do you like the song?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have you down as a qualifier. Good luck, and, well, not good luck, and have a nice weekend.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. All right, here it is. This song, Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers, 1960. And this was their first release when they left Cadence. All right. Now, again, this was their first single for Warner Brothers. They had been with Archie Blyer's Cadence label for, I don't know, about 3 or 4 years. And so, you know, when you change labels and, you know, whatever endeavors, you want to start off pretty good. You know, or, you know, at least okay. You don't want to flop. And I don't know how much the Warner Brothers paid to get the Everly Brothers to come over on the contract, but so they come out with this, and Don Everly wrote the song. Now, there was some controversy. Phil eventually, because it originally said Phil and Don, and then I don't know what happened over the years, but Phil signed over that, okay, this is your song, Don. And anyway, so they come out with the release of this first for the new label, Warner Brothers, in 1960. All right, something to think about right there. It was released in April of 1960. And coming out of the gate, and eventually, all it did was go to number one for 5 weeks, and it sold 8 million copies. Kathy's Clown.
Don't want you. And you know that it's sincere.
Don't you think it's kind of sad that you're treating me so bad? Or don't you even care? Don't want your love anymore. Don't want your kisses, that's for sure. I die each time I hear this sound.
Again, you have to try and put yourself back in the day with the, you know, how the music was changing and so forth. But this thing, what was unorthodox about Kathy's Clown, and again, remember, kids are hearing different sounds now. It's noted for its the structure, which was at the time unorthodox at the beginning because of the chorus and having bridge but no verses. And the musicians included the Everly Brothers, and then a couple of you've heard of Floyd Kramer, and Buddy Harmon was on the drums. Now the distinctive drum sound, you know, it almost sounds like two drums there, was achieved by recording them with a tape loop, making it sound as if there were two drummers. Now here's something that's amazing about this song. Kathy's Clown, Don and Phil shared one microphone when they were recording this, and it was recorded live in one take. Think about that. That's just, you know, pretty amazing. So as I mentioned, it was number one for 5 weeks in 1960. That wasn't the number one song of 1960. Not at all. The number one song of 1960 spent 9 weeks at the top of the charts. And it started in February when it went number one, and all the way through April 18th. And that is one of the great theme songs of all time, Theme from a Summer Place. Then you had some other songs in 1960 that did very well. Elvis had 5 weeks with It's Now or Never. Also 5 weeks with Are You Lonesome Tonight? And I think there was another song that, 4 weeks was Running Bear. Running Bear by Johnny Preston. So that was it. And, you know, just think about three or four songs took up most of the number one slots there in 1960s. Others that hit number one to start the year in 1960 was the classic from Marty Robbins, El Paso. Teen Angel, terrible song was on there, but that's kind of the way things were. Connie Francis, a couple of weeks. Alley-Oop, All the Hollywood Argyles, I'm Sorry by the amazing Brenda Lee. That was 4 weeks. Brian Hyland's classic, Itsy Beatsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, which is interesting because that went to number one near the end of the summer of 1960. The Twist, Chubby Checker, and that came back to be number one a couple years later. Another Connie Francis, and then Mr. Custer. Great song from the Drifters, Save the Last Dance. I Want to Be Wanted by Brenda Lee, Ray Charles, Georgia on My Mind, and what else here? Stay by Maurice Williams, and those were the top songs of 1960.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Slocog announced Measure H, the local roads first transportation tax measure, will move to the November ballot for San Luis Obispo County. The half-cent sales tax, if approved, would generate an estimated $35 million annually for road repairs and safety improvements, according to Slocog. Passerable Senior Center will be hosting a community resources fair on Wednesday, June 24th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Passerable Senior Center. This will bring together local organizations and nonprofits that offer housing assistance, legal aid, senior living options, home care, health and wellness programs, and more. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Meanwhile, back in England, four guys were coming together, and 3 years later, they copied the harmonies, particularly from Kathy's Clown, to record their first UK number one single, Please Please Me, The Beatles. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, and lots more.
the number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.